الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم.
Respected elders and brothers in Islam, without a doubt, wherever we look around us in the world today, whichever corner of the globe we may glance at, we face the reality that the Muslim Ummah is suffering. The Muslim Ummah is undergoing great persecution, great suffering. And as this Muslim Ummah has been likened by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as being one unified body, when the Muslim Ummah in any corner of the world undergoes pain, the entire Muslim Ummah feels it. The suffering of our brothers and sisters across the globe, wherever they may be, is our own suffering. When we receive the news of the Muslim Ummah in turmoil, the Muslim Ummah being battered from pillar to post, it brings tears to our eyes, our hearts pain, and our bodies begin to shake. Now, many of us may wonder what can be done in the circumstances. Some may perhaps feel that the solution is in financial aid. While financial aid will definitely help to alleviate some of the symptoms, we have to realize that this is not the solution to the problem. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sahaba radiallahu anhum enjoyed victory after victory at the side of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet there was no great finance on their side. So while financial aid and other aid definitely helps to some degree, it helps those who are suffering. It cannot bring an end to the suffering. It helps those who are suffering, those who are afflicted, after they have been afflicted, but it is not enough to bring an end to their suffering. The great historian Mawlana Abul Hasan rahmatullahi alayh, who studied the rise and fall, the ascension and decline of the Muslim Ummah throughout the ages, after studying history in a very in-depth manner, arrived at the conclusion that whenever the Muslims had Islamic rulers and Muslim rulers, so the government was a Muslim government, but there was no Islam in the lives of the Muslims. The ruling party was Muslim, but Islam did not rule their lives. Allah Ta'ala very soon snatched power and dominance away from them and gave it to someone else. And he said that when you look at any era in history, you will find that when Islam ruled the lives of people, Islam was alive in their lives, their hearts were ruled by Islam, then even though the government was not Muslim, Allah Ta'ala very soon thereafter gave them power and dominance in the earth. Umar radiallahu an, that great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his rule, his khilafat, Baytul Muqaddas was conquered. The Christians of Baytul Muqaddas made a pact and said that our scriptures have foretold that Umar radiallahu an would conquer the city. If he comes to us in person, we will hand the keys over to him, the siege will be ended, there will be no need for a single drop of blood to be spilt. The Muslims agreed and a message was sent to Umar radiallahu an. Umar radiallahu an sets out for Baytul Muqaddas so that the city can be taken by the Muslims. And Umar radiallahu an is dressed in very coarse cloth. The collar of his kurta is torn. He's wearing an imama. He has with him a bag stuffed with date palm fibers. That was his bag and that was his pillow. When he comes very close to Baytul Muqaddas, he dismounts from his conveyance, from his animal, As he has come to a stream, he removes his sandals, puts them under his armpits. He holds the head of his animal and starts to cross the stream, leading his animal across in this manner. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an, the general and commander of the Muslim armies at that time, he sees Umar radiallahu an doing this and he says, قَدْ صَنَعْتَ شَيْئًا عَظِيمًا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. He says, Umar radiallahu an, do you know what you have done? You have done something which will cause you to lose respect in the eyes of people. He tells him the generals of the Roman armies are here. The who's who of Rome and the so-called superpower of that time, they are all present. If they see you behaving in this manner, you will lose dignity and respect in their sight. What does Umar radiallahu anhu tell him? فَصَكَّ فِي صَدْرِ. He strikes him in the chest and says, oh, لَوْ غَيْرُكَ يَقُولُهَا يَا أَبَا عُبَيْدَ. He tells him, oh Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, if only somebody other than you had uttered the statement. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu of your caliber, I did not expect this statement from you. Then he tells him, إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ أَذَلَّ النَّاسُ وَأَحْقَرَ النَّاسُ وَأَقَلَّ النَّاسُ. O Arabs, O Muslims, you were once the most despised of people, the most disgraced of people, the people who are the least in number. We all know the behavior of the Arabs during the era of Jahiliyyah prior to the advent of Islam. Burying their daughters alive, soaked in wine, other such unspeakable acts and atrocities committed at their hands. He says, that was our condition. فَأَعَزَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah Ta'ala granted you honor through nothing but Islam. فَمَهْمَا تَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ يُذِلَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. The day, the moment you turn your attention and try to seek dominance and power in anything besides Islam, be it wealth, be it prominence, political clout, financial muscle, whatever it may be, Allah Ta'ala will disgrace you. The secret to the Muslim Ummah having power, having the nusrat and special assistance of Allah, is nothing but in the deen of Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The day the Muslim Ummah brings this into their hearts, Allah Ta'ala will take it from their hearts and bring it into the rest of the world. Nabi Musa Alayhi Salam defeats the magicians of Fir'aun. It is a devastating blow for Fir'aun. Fir'aun's people, his ministers, they tell him that you have just lost this battle against Musa alayhi salam. The people are going to laugh at you. The people will think you are weak. You allowed these people to show you up in this manner. أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ لِيُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Are you just going to leave them like this? You can't just leave them. We have to show them who's boss. So Fir'aun replies and says, سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. Just as when Musa alayhi salam was a small baby, Fir'aun had heard that the Banu Israel would give birth to a child, a boy, at whose hands Fir'aun's empire and kingdom would fall. At that time, the measures to which he had resorted, he went and tried to kill every single male issue born to Banu Israel. And they allowed the female children to love, saying they can be our slave woman one day. They can serve us. That very same punishment, he said, we will afflict to them again. وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. We have complete power, dominance and control over them. If we want to do it, there's nobody to stop us. The Banu Israel hear this. They are obviously very worried and anxious and concerned. The pain of the punishment at the first instance is still fresh in their minds and hearts. They hear that this is going to be inflicted on them once again. Nabi Musa alayhi salam comes and tells them. He gives them the formula to success, a two-point formula. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. He tells them, turn to Allah for help. Turn to Allah for help and remain steadfast. Remain steadfast, do not be influenced, do not be shaken, be firm in your ways. You do what you have to do, you uphold the ahkam and laws of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's help will come. The Banu Israel are still worried. They say, O Musa, udhina min qabli an ta'tiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana. O Musa, before you came, we suffered. After you came, we suffered. We think we're still going to suffer. Musa alayhi salam tells him, Asa rabbukum, ayyuhlika aduwakum wa yastakhlifakum fil ard. He says, very soon Allah Ta'ala is going to destroy this enemy of yours, Fir'aun and his army. And Allah Ta'ala will grant you vicegerency and dominance in the earth. But when Allah Ta'ala gives you this, فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah Ta'ala is going to watch how you behave. Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentions in Ma'riful Quran that Allah Ta'ala grants dominance to the Muslims so that they can uphold the laws of Allah in the earth. If they fail to uphold the laws of Allah in the earth, then there's no need for them to be dominant. Allah Ta'ala will give the dominance to somebody else. And until and unless they are not upholding the laws of Allah in their own lives, what need is there for Allah Ta'ala to make them dominant in the earth? So the recipe and the formula to the Muslims gaining dominance and coming out of this predicament and problem is for them to bring the deen of Allah Ta'ala 100% in their lives. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Nabi Musa alayhi salam warns them, when Allah Ta'ala does grant you vicegerency in the earth, then Allah Ta'ala is going to watch and see what is your behavior. And Allah Ta'ala watches the behavior of the Muslim Ummah at every moment to see are they worthy of this dominance or not. A man has his own household to look after. If he cannot uphold the laws of Allah in his own household and his own life, if Allah Ta'ala makes these very same Muslims the rulers of the earth, how will they uphold the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they have that type of power in their hands? Allama al-Kaseer rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that Hiraqal, Hercules, the ruler of the Romans, the Caesar of that time, he was very, very heartbroken and disappointed to see that whenever his armies, as strong and disciplined as they may have been, as equipped as they may have been, they had the military might, they had military superiority. But whenever they clashed with the Muslims, they were defeated. They could not last. They would be totally uprooted and annihilated. So Hiraqal Hercules, he summons the generals of all his armies to him in Antioch. He calls them and he asks them that what is the reason for these Muslims always beating you? You people are like a walkover before them. You cannot even put up resistance before these people. He says, are they human or are they jinn? They said, no, they are human. Ahum akthar adada am antum akthar adada? Are you more in number or are they more in number? They said, bal nahnu akthar adadan adhaafan inda kulli mawtin. They said, at every instance when we fight them, we outnumber them vastly. Yet they still beat us. So Hercules asks, then what is the reason for the victory? So one of the very, very old generals, he tells Hercules, let me tell you the reason. The reason is, هُمْ يَقُومُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَصُومُونَ بِالنَّهَارِ وَيُوفُونَ بِالْأَهَدِ وَيَتَنَاصَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ He says, these are the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahajjud salah the entire night, fasting the entire day, complete justice and equality when dealing with one another. يَتَنَاصَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ They encourage one another to fulfill and do good works, and they prevent and prohibit one another from carrying out evil works. And he says, we on the other hand, what is our condition? He says, نَزْنِي وَنَشْرَبُ الْخَمَرِ He says, we are involved in zina, we are drinking wine, we break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala across every evil act you want, you will find it in our lives. Even Hercules had to admit, he told him, sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. This is testament from the enemy of Islam. On one occasion, Hercules even said, these people, I see qualities in them that are such that I have conviction in my heart that their kingdom will stretch to where my feet are placed today. I know Allah Ta'ala's help is with these people. Amr bin As radiallahu an, Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was about to conquer and wage war against Iskandariya, the city of Alexandria in Egypt. So one of the Roman generals asks, that tell me, Which is that Muslim person I can speak to? I want to engage in dialogue with these people. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, I will go personally. He goes. فَوُضِعَ لَهُمَا مِنْبَرَيْنِ. Two members are placed, they both sit. لَهُمَا تَرْجُمَانَانِ. They both have their translators present. And they begin to speak to one another. And the Roman asks him, who are you people? So Amr bin As radiallahu anhu explains in brief and says that we are the Arabs, we are the Muslims, we are the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are that people who once upon a time used to bury our own daughters alive. We used to drink wine. We used to eat carrion. We used to perpetrate every evil imaginable. And then Allah Ta'ala sent a Rasul among us who told us that I am the Nabi of Allah. He encouraged us towards good works. He prohibited us from evil works. And that is why we have the help of Allah. This Roman general laughs and he says that, you know, once upon a time we were like you. That is during, before the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this Roman general says that we were like you. We upheld the laws of our Nabi, so Allah Ta'ala's help was with us. But very soon thereafter, we abandoned the ways of our Nabi, we abandoned our deen. And the moment that happened, we saw the decline in our nation. And then this Roman general tells Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, so long as you hold firm to your deen, Allah Ta'ala's help will be with you. There will be no army who will march against you except that you will defeat them, you will be divinely assisted by Allah. But if you have to abandon your deen, you will become like us. You will be nothing but numbers against numbers. Allah Ta'ala's help will have deserted you. Respected brothers and elders, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi very aptly said, لَيَصْلُحَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ أَوَّلُهَا. The latter part of this ummah cannot be corrected. Their condition cannot improve. They cannot regain that help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except by adopting the same means that the former part of this ummah had adopted. The former part of this ummah, the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they held firm to deen. Then even when they were outnumbered, Allah Ta'ala's help came and they were victorious in every sense. When the latter part of this ummah, respected brothers and elders, that is you and I, bring this deen into our lives in that very same way, inshallah we will once again witness the divine help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.